From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. American Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. A warning by North Korea, to North Korea that is, by the foreign ministers of the group of 10 Southeast Asian countries, ASEAN, expected to sue the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region at the same time they hope to protect their own ties with North Korea. Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine foreign affairs spokesman declined to make a U.S. connection. U.S. military says it's called off the search for three Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off of Australia's eastern coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. The aircraft had been launched from an American assault ship and was involved in routine operations when it crashed. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's the FBI, says an explosion in a mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. National Council on American-Islamic Relations said attacks against Islamic institutions in the United States nearly doubled in the first half of 2017 compared to a year earlier. Latin American trade bloc Mercosur has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly there ousted the country's chief prosecutor. Assembly is made up of more than 530 members. Most of them are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. They are expected to rewrite the country's constitution in order to cede more power to Maduro. 4 months of anti-government protests have left at least 120 people dead, many more than that jailed. Kenya's election observation group says it will be deploying some 5,000 observers to monitor the upcoming election. Lenny Ruvaga reporting now from Nairobi.
Joyce Majiwa of the Institute for Education in Democracy, the IED seeks to nurture democracy and good governance in Kenya and Africa. She further notes that the key areas in Tuesday's polls include electoral rules violations, among others. Majiwa adds that the monitoring will improve systems for future elections.
We'll make recommendations for future preparedness. We can make recommendations for if there are violent areas, especially women and girls, we can make recommendations for prosecution. We will have to follow up whether prosecutions are happening. We'll make recommendations to political parties as well.
In 2013, ELOG monitored elections in Kenya and projected President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory at 49.7%, while the official figures from IEBC stood at 50.07%. Kenya is scheduled to vote August 8th. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Jamaican star runner Usain Bolt, at the end of a career in which he dominated the sports for a decade, was beaten in the final 100-meter race by the American Justin Gatlin. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
I wanted to see Usain win in his final race before retiring, especially in the 100 meters, his pet race. But as I said before, what he has managed to accomplish in his career is superhuman.
Indeed, Bolt is calling it quits at the age of 30. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.